Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, we had a little avian influenza scare over the late winter months, and it was the first time in 2 years that high path or low path AI had shown up in the United States. This time, for the first time, it was in the Southeast.
That's right. During the migration season, primarily in Tennessee, but also in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, and also Wisconsin, they found some cases of both high path and low path. But I think what we're finding is that it was so much more ready than the terrible situation we had a few years back, but can respond so much more quickly, do the steps necessary to minimize the impact from it.
Well, and as you mentioned, we are much more prepared. In fact, the United States has one of the most progressive surveillance programs in the world.
That we do, and these apply from small backyard flocks to our commercial flocks that are so important to our livestock industry in the Southeast, with poultry being such a major part of farming. We have very good preventative measures, but then very well thought out methods that we engage, again, to minimize the damage. It does require a quarantine zone. We draw a radius around it, and those farms are closely monitored. Sometimes it has to be that the flock is put down very quickly in order to minimize the spread. Again, we have to just deal with it quickly and concisely, and I think we're seeing the results of good planning, not only in prevention, but also when we have to engage.
Just because we just had a few cases this year, that does not mean that the security measures that you set up as a poultry grower need to be just tossed to the wayside moving forward.
Oh, no. That's a requirement of our growers now, to have a biosecurity plan that they keep in force at all times. And very pleased with what I see coming from our poultry industry, working with our farmers, working with Clemson Livestock Poultry Health folks to make sure that the products that come from South Carolina farms are just as safe as possibly can be.
And, of course, you always encourage poultry growers to contact the Department of Ag if you do have sick birds.
That's right. That's one of the key things. Just if you see it, you got to do something. Give us a call, give Clemson a call, and that does start the process, again, which is, again, very concise, very definitive in what is to be done first, second, third, and fourth, with a lot of good training already in place, so that the impact, not only to the industry, but especially to the consumer, is as minimal as possible.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.